Rav Tzvi Zayin Amar Aleph, the top. Tana Rabbanan. Yontif Shecholios B'Shabbos, Eshamei Omri Mispal Shmona, V'Omri Shal Shabbos Lifnei Atzma, V'Shal Yontif Lifnei Atzma. Yontif falls on Shabbos, so V'Shamei holds, you say eight brachas. And you say a separate bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos, and a separate bracha Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azman. So you have what you normally would say on Shabbos, seven brachas, you have an extra eighth bracha. Ubeisil omri mispal sheva, umaschu b'shal Shabbos, and mesayim b'shal Shabbos, v'omri kedusha sayom be'emtza. Ubeisil hold, you only say seven brachas, you only end with Mekadosh HaShabbos, but in the middle of the bracha of Shabbos you mention Yontif, but you don't mention Yontif in the bracha. Rebbe Omer af chosimba. Rebbe holds you also mention Yontif in the chasim of the bracha, Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmani. And you say Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmani. Tani, Tana, and that's what we do. We mention, we daven, we mention Shabbos and Yontif, and we're chosim Shabbos and Yontif together. Tana kameid ravina, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazshabbos Vazmanim. The Tana said before ravina, different nusach. Not Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hashabbos V'Hazmanim. Omer le'atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadosh Yisrael, why mention Yisrael before Shabbos? Shabbos has nothing to do with the Kedushas Beis Din. It's V'Hashabbos Mekadosh V'Kayma. Shabbos comes as Kodesh by itself. Don't need Yisrael to make Shabbos Kodesh. So therefore, what's it called? You don't mention Yisrael before Shabbos, but you need Yisrael before Hazmanim, because Yisrael Mekadosh Hazmanim. Yala'im Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael v'hazmani. Om Rav Yosef halachik Rebbe, that you mention Shabbos and Yontif in the bracha, and that Shabbos comes before Yisrael. Ukeditoritz Ravina. Rashi. Mascha b'shal Shabbos, bracha achas l'shneihem. You say one bracha for Shabbos and Yontif, u'mascha l'haskar Shabbos t'chila, v'titin l'onos yom ha-menucha hazeh, v'yos yom chag ploni zeh. Mentioned first Shabbos, then Yontif, and the bracha, Messiah, ha-bracha b'Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos is sulo, and you only say the bracha for Shabbos. V'omer kedushas hayom be'emtza, v'titein lanu Hashem Elokeinu, es yom ha-menucha hazeh, v'es yom chag ploni hazeh. And you mention Yontif in the middle. Tani tana kameh d'ravina, b'milsei d'rebi, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. He changed the nusach that Rebbe said, not Mekadosh HaShabbos for Yisrael, but Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hashabbos. Where it says, Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshile, Shekidam to Kedushas Yisrael v'Shal Shabbos. Why do you put Yisrael before Shabbos, right, as if Shabbos needs Yisrael to Mekadosh it? Bishlam is manim tzorech v'haktim Kedushas Yisrael to Shoson, Shal Yidei Kedushas Yisrael niskad shuhem. The ilulo niskad shu Yisrael lo hayu kovim chadoshim v'korim mu'adim v'beizdim. You need Yisrael to Mekadosh the Zmanim. So therefore Yisrael has to come before Kedushas HaZmanim. But Shabbos, El Shabbos, Mekadosh HaKayimim, Mishesh HaMebereshes. Shabbos has its own Kedusha, it's not totally in Kedushas Beis Din. Ve'enot Kluya V'Kviyas Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Tan Rabbam. Okay. Tan Rabbam. Shabbos Shecholios B'Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, o b'chol shel moed, or Shabbos chol moed. Arvis v'shachris u'mincha, mispal sheva, v'omer me'en ha'ma'ora ba'avoda. So you daven shachris, arvis, shachris, and mincha, you daven regular seven brachas for Shabbos, and you say, you mention Rosh Chodesh or chol moed in avoda, like we do, in Ritzei. You say yalav yavo. Dimlo omer machzir noso. And if you didn't say Yalav Yavo, you have to say Shemona Esri again, except by Arvis of Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Lezer omer b'holdoa. Rabbi Lezer says you say Yalav Yavo where we say Alanisim, in Motim, not in Ritzei. Uva Musafim, on Musaf, Maschel b'shal Shabbos and Messiah b'shal Shabbos. By Musaf, you start with Shabbos and end the bracha with Shabbos. The Omer Kedusha Sayom Be'emtza, you mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle, which is not what we do, right? We make a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, just like by when it falls on Yontif. Rav Shim Gamliel v'Rabbi Shmuel b'Nosh Rabbi Yochanan and Broka Omrim, Kol Mokom Shehuskas L'Sheva, Maschu B'Shal Shabbos, U'Mesayim B'Shal Shabbos, V'Omer Kedusha Sayom Be'emtza. They say that even Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, you do the same thing. You daven seven brachas, and you mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of the Kedushas Hayom. And we don't do that. We say Yalav Yavo, we only daven for Shabbos, and we say Yalav Yavo and Ritzei. But Musaf, there we do Paschal like that, that you mention Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh in Musaf itself, right? Special Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, and the Chol HaMoed we daven for Yontif Shemone Esrei, mentioning Shabbos and Yontif. But we also make mention Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh in the final bracha too, like said before. Okay, Rashi. Mispal Sheva Kishar Shabbosos. You daven regular seven brachas like other Shabbosos. Ki hechi de bechol ein lo lemoed bracha kavua b'shalosh tefilos halalu. At b'shabbos ein tzorek likbo lo bracha lebeishamai v'lo leklolo lebeishilu. Just like if it would be a weekday. You don't, if on Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, Mincha, and Marav, all you say is Yalav Yavo. You don't say a special Shmon Esrei. Same thing on Shabbos. Say a regular Shabbos Shmon Esrei, and you just add Yalav Yavo. Me'ein HaMa'ora, Rosh Chodesh or Moed. Right? Either Rosh Chodesh or Moed is Yalav Yavo. Ba'avoda, k'gon Yalav Yavo, Birkas Avoda. Like we do. Ba'hodah, k'moshe Omer, Anisim, B'chanek U'Purim. And the other man, the Omer, says that you say Yalav Yavo where we would normally say Alanisim after Modim, or in the middle of Modim. Kol Mokom Shezokub L'Sheva V'afilu Arvish V'Shachris U'Mincha. And the other man, the Omer, holds that wherever you have seven brachas, you also mention Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh in the middle of Kedusha Sayom. Ein halacha kosa azug garsinan eleketanakama. The Omer Arvish Shachris U'Mincha Mispal Sheva V'Omer Mein Amora V'Avoda. Right, the halacha is not that you mention Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in the middle of the bracha of Shabbos, but you save it for Yalav Yavo in Avoda. Mihu lav hilchas kavosei b'hadik omer v'musaf im maschil ela b'ha hilchas karebi. But the halacha is not like them when it comes to musaf that you don't include Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in the final bracha of Kedushas Hayom. You just mention it in the middle. There the halacha is like Rebbe, that you include it in the bracha too. And you say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim, or Mekadesh Yisrael v'Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmani. The Omer Av Chosim v'Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim or Rosh Chodashim v'Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Omer Av Huna. Omer Av Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Av Rav. Meniach Odom Eruv Eitchumim Miyontif L'Chadero U'Masne. If you didn't make an Eruv Tchumim, Erev Yontif, so you can make it on the first day of Yontif for the second day, and make a Tznai. And you say, you put out the Eruv Tchumim on the first day, you say, if today is not Yontif, then my Eruv should be Chal today. And if today is Yontif, then I don't want it to have any effect. And you do the same thing the next day, and you say, if yesterday wasn't Yontif, and today is, then my Eruv helps from yesterday. And if today is Yontif, and if today is not Yontif, and yesterday was, then I want to make an Eruv today. Omar Rava, Miniach Odom Eruv Tavshilin Miyontif B'Chaveru Masna. There's 2 days Yontif before Shabbos. You can do the same thing with Eruv Tavshilin. Right, you put out an Eruv Tavshilin the first day, and you say, if today is not Yontif, it should be Chal. And if, what's it called, it is Yontif, then tomorrow you do the same thing, and then the next day is Chal. Manda Omer Eruv Tchumim Koshkin Eruv Tavshilin. If you hold you can do it by Eruv Tchumim, surely you can do it by Eruv Tavshilin. But if you hold that you can do it by Eruv Tavshilin, doesn't necessarily follow you can do it by Eruv Tchumim. My timer, the Lemikne Shvisa B'Shabsalo, can't be Kone Shvisa, you can't make a Kinyan. Eruv Tchumim, you're making a Kinyan on the place where you are. That you can't do on Yontif. So you can't make a Tznai because maybe this day is Yontif and you're making a Kinyan on Yontif. So, Kinyan Shvisa. Tosfos learns that it's not because of the Kinyan. It's because of Hachana. You can't be Meichin from Yontif to Shabbos. And if it's Yontif, you're being Meichin, Eruvei Tchumim, from Yontif to Shabbos. Mashekin Eruvei Tavshilin is Mutter to cook on Yontif, right? So therefore, it's what's called, it's not called Hachana. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. What?
Isn't that good for the Tanai?
No, but it's not. You're not. But the Maisa, you're if according to the what's it called? What you're saying is that you're being kol nishvisa. So even though you say if it's not yontif, I don't want it to be chal. The Maisa, you made a kinyan. So that's what's awesome. The other man, the Omer says in a chenami, the Tanai helps, and the Maisa, if it is yontif, then you're not doing anything. But you didn't. You make a kinyan.
The Rosh says it's not achanu because it's mutter, but anything is mutter that you do for after yom Shabbos is achanu.
No, you're cooking, right? And you're really maker adin. You can cook from Shabbos to Yontif, Yontif to Shabbos. But the Rabbanan answered it. So that's not. There's no Isser Hachana to prepare. Okay, Rashi. Miyontif v'chaveiro. Im nisker biyontif rishon. V'cholu shnei yomim tovim chamishi v'erev Shabbos. If you remember on the first day Yontif, and there's 2 days Yontif before Shabbos, Masnim hayom chol u'mocher kodesh. If today is chol and tomorrow is kodesh, eruv ve'eruv, then my eruv should be an eruv. Vim chiluf, and if today is chol and tomorrow is yontif, if today is yontif and tomorrow is chol, ain't it tzorich la'eruv tavshila? I don't have to make an eruv tavshila. I can cook on chol. Ubetchumim yomer im hayom kodesh ain't bedvorei klum. If today is kodesh, then I don't want my words to have any effect. Ulemacher yomer kamo kein b'shel tchumim. And the same thing goes with what's it called with the next day with the tchumim. Also pas atzma, and you have to use the same pas. All the achronim speak about this. Why you have to use the same pas? The imanav shach had the eruv. Av l'shol tavshil and ain't tzarich l'shanas v'lachzeres tino l'macher. You don't have to say the tnai again the next day because imanav shach. If yesterday was chol, then you have an eruv tavshil. And if today is chol, you don't need an eruv tavshil. You can cook from chol to Shabbos. To the mikne shvisa b'shabso, lav davke shabso. We're not talking about Shabbos. We're talking about being called the shvisa on yontif. Nokat. Eli yontif kori shabso. Yontif's also called Shabbos. Lo hitiru lo likno shvisa b'yontif afil misafik. They weren't matter him even to do it misafik that in case it's yontif, I don't have any kavana. But to Maisi, you made a kinyan. Right? So you're saying that you don't want it to be chal. It doesn't make it less of a kinyan on yontif. They're only matter by Eruv Tavshilin, but there's no Kenyan, but the Kenyan on Yontif, they weren't matter. Tosus, what a Tosus Taina is, on this Taina. Lechore, since you said that if it's Yontif, you don't want it to be Chal, so what's the problem? Besides that, we know that you can make Kenyanim on Yontif and Shabbos that are mitzvah Kenyanim. It can be called Nalulav, right, on Yontif or whatever. So therefore, Tosus says the Isser here is not the Kenyan, the Isser is the Hachana. Either way, you're being meichin from Yontif to Shabbos. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ein ofin miyontif v'chaveiro. You can't cook from one day Yontif to the other. There's a Rambam here. The Rambam holds that this halacha that you can make a tznai doesn't apply today. It only applied in the time when there was an actual suffix. The Makadish al pi ariyah. But bizman hazeh, we know when Yontif is. First day's Yontif, and still the second day's Yontif. And it's mishum minigav oseim biyadeim to keep 2 days. Therefore, you can't say on the first day, if today is yontif and today's not yontif, today's for sure yontif the first day. So you can't make such a tnai. They ask on this Rambam, l'chora, he does paskin though, by beya shenolda, right, biyom rishon, smutu the second day. Even though mishum minigav oseim. So l'chora should be the same halacha. Right? So Rav Chaim Brisker says that, when you're making a tnai, you're looking at each day separately. If today is yontif, then this, and if today is not yontif, this. We know for sure the first day is yontif, so you can't make such a tnai on one day. But Be'er Shenolda is only nogeya the second day, taking both days together, right, avadai, one of them was chol, right, mele, it's mutter, the second day. That's, okay. Tan Rabbanan, ain ofim yontif v'chaveru, be'emes omru, however, so if you can't cook from one day yontif to the other.
Is this specific for baking or any kind of cooking?
Any cooking. Miyontif v'chaveru, im nishker, oh, I didn't know you get it, you said this already. Ain ofim pas, right, from one day to another. Be'emes omru, memala isha kolak de rabosar, afo pishe na tzricha lechaticha achas. A woman's allowed to fill a big pot full of basar, even if she only needs one piece, and have leftovers for Shabbos. She's cooking basically for Yontif, but she has leftovers for Shabbos. Memale nachtum chavishol mayim afal pishen otzorech elakitun echad. A nachtum can fill a whole barrel full of water, right, to cook it up, and even though he only needs one pitcher full. But you can't bake more than you need. Because baking, each thing is a separate thing. Cooking, it's all one pot. It's all one mice of cooking. But baking, each thing you have to prepare separately. Each loaf you prepare separately. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Mamala Isha, Kol HaTanur Pas. No, you can do it even by baking. And fill up the whole oven with bread. Mipnei Shapas Nefe Biyofe Bizman Shatanur Mole. Because by putting in the other loaves, you're making the loaf that you're using for Yom Tov better. Because when the oven is full, the bread bakes better. Amarava halacha k'rib Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha is like k'rib Shimon ben Elazar, that even by bread, you can bake a lot, even though you only need a little bit. Rashi. Ein ofen pas, v'mala isha, the bechad tircha sogi, v'chein benachtum l'gabi mili. It's all one tircha. I'm cooking the same pot. It's just whether it's full or it's not full, that's mutter. But bread, avalafos, kol kikr v'kikr, tzricha fiyur, adil yasma. Each kikr you have to put in, take it out separately. So there's extra tircha, you can't do it. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar also, you can do it even by bread. Bizman sha'tanur mole, sha'tanurim k'tanim hoyu, u'medabkim pas b'defanos. They had small ovens, and they stuck the bread to the walls of the oven. U'mitachshu mole mismayit chalolo, since it's full, there's less space, empty space. Ve'ein mokom l'chamimuso l'ispashet, v'apas nefes yofet. The heat doesn't dissipate, and therefore the bread bakes better. The heat is more concentrated. Okay, bo'iboyeluhu. Nishalo hiniuch eruve tafshilin. This halacha that you can be marbe on yontif, it's all one cooking. So it doesn't make a difference if you're doing a lot or a little, and that's not called dafka preparing for the next day, because it's all one mice of cooking, it's only on yontif. That's called marbe b'shirin. You're doing one mice of cooking, there's no difference between a little mice or a lot in that mice. It's all the same mice. But on Shabbos, that will be usher. If you're cooking for somebody, pikuach nefesh, and they only need one kezayis, you can't cook two kezayis. Even though it's the same ma'isa, the fact that you're doing the poel yotze, the totsoa, is more, is also on Shabbos. Some hold it's also with the ra'isa, and some hold it's only also with the rabbanim, but it's also. Even when you have a heter to cook on Shabbos, you can only cook exactly what you need. Iboyelu, mishalo iniach eruve tavshilin. Hu nesar v'kimcho nesar, ol dilma hu nesar v'ein kimcho nesar. Right? Somebody forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so he can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So is he Osir, or is Kemach also Osir? The Mainaf Gemina, Laknuya Kimcho Lacher. Can it be Makne his Kemach to somebody else that they should cook it for him? I Amras Hu Nesar V'Kimcho Nesar Tzorech Laknuya Kimcho Lacher. If he hold that he's Osir and his Kemach is Osir, then he'd have to be makne to somebody else. It should be theirs, and then they can cook it. But if what's it called? If it's not osur, v'i amrat hu neser v'ein kimcho neser, lo sorich lak nuyeh kimcho lacherim. He doesn't have to be makne to somebody else. They can do it for him without a kinyan, because his kemach never became osur. Just he can't do the actual cooking, but his kemach can be cooked for him, even though it still belongs to him. That's Rashi's girsa. The Tosa says that if his kemach is osur, what's it going to help him makne to somebody else to do it for him? Right? L'maisa, when Yontif came, his kemach was osur to cook for Shabbos. Tosa says the opposite girsa. If he's osur, but his kemach's not osur, you could be makne to somebody else to do it. And if his kemach is osur, and what's it called, and he's osur, then being makne won't help at all. Then it won't help at all. That's Tosa's girsa. Okay. Hu neser lefos, he's not allowed to cook or bake. The kimcho neser shelo yu acherim ofen kimcho ba'odo shelo. So Rashi learns that if his kemach is osur, it's only osur if it remains his. Nobody can bake for him with his kemach. But if he's machne to them, then they can bake for him. Laknuye kimcho im tzorich losis b'matones kimcho shiyu acherim utorim lafoso v'losis lo. You give a matana of the kemach to somebody else, and that kind of matana you're allowed to give, a food matana you're allowed to give on Yontif. Right? So that's how Rashi learns that if his kemach is also, you need a kinyan. If his kemach is not also, you don't even need a kinyan. And Tosus learns if the kemach is also, a kinyan won't help, and if the kemach is mutter, the kinyan helps. Toshma. Mishalohi niyoch eruvei tavshilin. Hareza lo yofe, velo yivasho, velo yatmin, lo lo, velo lachir. Velo achirim ofen mevashlim lo. Okay? If somebody forgot to make Eretz Tavshilin, he can't cook for himself or for others, and others can't cook or bake for him either. Ketzer hu ose, so what does he do? Makne kimcho lachirim, veofen lo, umevashlim lo. Right? So he can be makne his kemach to somebody else, and they bake and cook for him. Shma minoa, who neser v'kimchol neser? Tosus has a different gerusa. Shma minoa, who neser v'kimchol lo neser? According to Tosus, this is the tzad that the kemach is not osur, that a kinyan will help. But if the kemach is osur, even a kinyan won't help. So Tosus has a different gerusa here. Shma minoa. So the shayla is what exactly the halacha is. Is, according to Tosus, the halacha is that who osur v'kimchol is not osur, and a kinyan will help. And according to Rashi, the Maskana is who neser v'kimcho neser, but the kinyan will help. So either way, the kinyan will help, both according to Rashi and Tosfos. Shaila is why? Because his kemach's not osur, it's because kemach is osur.
But achareim are not allowed to cook for him. What difference does it make
whose kemach is? What? No, they can't cook with his kemach. They can cook if they made an Erev Tavshilin. But they can't cook for him with his stuff because he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. They can't cook. His stuff is osur. His stuff can't be cooked for Shabbos. So they can't cook with his stuff. But
this question was talking about with someone else's flour? The guy didn't do that, I think?
Right, no, it says. They can't, what's it called? Right. He can't do for himself or others with his flour, and they can't do for him with his flour.
Although his flour is.
Yeah. But, Ma'o said, Machnes Kemach Lacher, and then they can do it. Okay. Over the off of my, what if he, what's it called, if he cooked? Be'isr. Can he eat the food or not? B'di'evit. Toshma, mishaloi niach eruvi tefshilin keitzerosa, makno kimchol acherim v'acherin ofin lo. Well, if a person forgot to make eruv tefshilin, what can he do? He wants to eat. So he can be makna his kemach to someone else, and they can cook for him. Umvashin lo. The e, isa, if b'di'evit, if he baked or cooked, he could eat the food, so there's another etzah. B'di'evit, if he cooked, he could eat it. The e'isa lisnei over v'ofa mutter. Tell me another etzah. Not an etzah can do it, but if he did it, it's mutter to eat. Amarav ada barmasna tana takanta deteiru k'toni. Takanta disur loktoni. Tell me what you could do l'chatchila, be machna your thing to somebody else. But don't, you don't want to tell me b'di'evit what was okay to eat when l'chatchila you're surely not allowed to cook or bake. Who neser lefos the kimcho neser shalo you acherim ofen kimcho boulder shalo. Other people are not allowed to bake for him if his kemach still belongs to him. Laknuye kimcho and tzorich losis matonas kimcho shu acherim utarim lefos losis lo. Lo yatmin kederish matminim tav shalo Shabbos. You can't be matmin either on yontif for Shabbos unless you made an eruv tavshilin. Over for offer my mouse yochel b'shabbos. If you by what's it called? You either amazed b'shogeg, right? You cooked even without an erev tafshilin. Is it mutter or not? We'll see later. The Gemara says different between amazed and shogeg. The isha the over for offer mutter nichti tana takanta kumahader. Tana is trying to tell you what eitzes this guy has that he should be able to have food for Shabbos. So tell me an eitzah that b'di'evit if he cooked, it's okay to eat. Nishnei nomi hach takanta bahadi hach to makna kimcha. Moshe says, no, takanta dehet teira asuya beheter, what you're allowed to do, the Tana told you. What b'di'evit, if you did it, is mutter, that the Tana didn't tell you.